Hey, you guys, this is Richard Sachs. I'm your host on Lost Arts Radio Live and the regular Lost Arts Radio on our guest show on Sunday. As usual, we've got way more to cover than we could possibly do. And I've got bullet points here, 12 pages of them right now from watching developments during the week in the country where we're located in the U.S. and also much of the rest of the world. There's so much going on. It's a lot, and you know, I still recommend people to look at independent, comprehensive news services, the main one of which is totally banned everywhere, but you can still find it. But anybody who really talks about it gets banned too, and we're trying to stay on the air for a little longer. I'm sure you've heard of the newscaster. His first name is Alex, and his last name, which we'll separate for the sake of the automated bots here, is Jones. And you can still find, you know that he's good because he's demonized by all the media all over the world, especially in America, the UK, and Europe, Australia, places like that. I really, as usual, you know, again in this case, I really trust government authorities because they're not going to tell you somebody is absolutely terrible unless they're probably really good. And the people that they tell you are really good, you have to be very careful about, you know, anything that comes from them. But I still recommend Alex for comprehensive news. He's on 6 days a week. He's built up from nothing. No government money or anything like that, like the mainstream media. And now he's on 6 days a week. And even though social media has banned him on all the major platforms for being too informative and a great, extremely courageous, patriotic newscaster, you can still find him. And in fact, both the Democrats and Republicans get together and hate him. So that's even more of a government seal of approval in my mind. And they've worked very hard to get him banned from all the major platforms. And they hope that you'll totally forget that this was that thing about America supposed to have a First Amendment and nine other ones after that and a Constitution and Declaration of Independence, and that you just forget that and say, oh yeah, well, people who are bad, who are hateful, which means anything that the government doesn't approve of, they should be banned and we shouldn't be able to watch them or listen to them at all. But he's still available in a lot of places like BitChute and Brighteon.com has his shows pretty much every day. And I think we're still referring to them from the LostArtsRadio.com site. So you can definitely see him. He's got more listeners and viewers than he ever had before, reaching millions and millions of people. So I even called Doug this week and I asked him, do you think we're really doing any good? Because there's still this giant, incredible 24-year-old project now that Alex is doing. And it's, you know, we share a lot of the same guests with Alex on our Sunday show. And I talk about a lot of the events that he goes into in great detail. And we decided, yeah, I think some people are still getting benefit from our bottom line analysis of the events of the week, so that you don't have maybe 60 hours to watch everything on Alex's channel or any other good one that you choose. But we only take up 1 hour, and we go over some of the important stuff that's happening, and especially what it means. But, you know, the main thing is if you want to find Alex, try to do it on Brighteon.com if you can, because they're a brand new alternative to YouTube that needs a lot of support, and the support they get by just watching your videos over there. You don't have to send them money necessarily or anything, but the way it works is their operation gets funded if they get millions and millions of people coming to their site and watching the videos. Some tiny percentage of those millions of people buys the advertised products, and then Brighteon survives, and that's basically the model that it works on. Anyway, as I said, Alex is the biggest news show of good quality and honest, and they're on three shows a day now with great anchors. Owen and David, whose last name is Knight, has been on our show before on Lost Arts Radio. And soon they hope to be 20 hours a day and 24. So I recommend to get connected to those shows if you can. A lot of them, by the way, if you're wanting documentation and in-depth video backup and things from what we talk on this about on this show. It goes so fast that we don't have time or the 100-person crew to back it up with, okay, here's video from what we're talking about right simultaneous with the newscast. But if you want that detail and verification, you can get it on Alex's show. But so we're going to look at bottom lines and summaries of what's happened in the preceding week. And in general, I was saying, well, I always look at what are the themes, you know, that were in the news of the last week. One of them has been a theme around for a while, and that's that we're living under rulers that are not the visible rulers. It's a network of national and international mafias, and I hesitate somewhat to call it that, because calling the real rulers that are controlling things now mafias is kind of an insult, you know, to the mafias, because the actual rulers are a lot colder and more heartless and have less ethics than most of the mafias do. But anyway, we're living under that, and the remedy, the solution, the cure for all that, because if there's not a cure, there's no point of even talking about this stuff. We're not here to just upset anybody. That really doesn't do any good. But the remedy still exists, and I agree with many of the other newscasters who are aware of what the real situation is, that the only actual helping factor that could still really turn things around is a conscious and awake public. Because right now, most of the public's in a zombie state. And, you know, even the ones that don't just blindly believe the mainstream media, they're still very much unaware of themselves and what they could really do. And I think, as I've said before, that's the main thing that our rulers are intent that we never discover, is who you are and what you could actually do. You know, they want us to think in terms of conflict and race war and violence and all kinds of stuff like that. That's what they want. Total chaos in society, violence between groups, hatred of self and everybody else. That's not where the power is to help anything. That's playing right into their hand. So the actual power that you have is millions of times more than that, and you're never supposed to discover it. So that's what they're trying to have happen until they've sewed up our destruction, and at that point they figure it'll be too late, so it won't matter. So we should take that as guidance and become self-aware a lot sooner, which I would recommend all of us to do. So as far as actual events from the current week that just is ending now, I guess the one that's being talked about the most is this Mueller report about investigation into possible collusion between the Russian government and the current president's campaign for election in 2015, 2016. And Mueller was hired by the Democrats and their allies inside the government and the Justice Department. And he was hired to make sure that Trump was demonized and then he could be kicked out of office, or, you know, the Democrats were hoping he could be put in jail. Their whole theme of that party and the mainstream corporate media that is their ally is hate the president. No matter what, we know he's guilty. We know he's a terrible person. He's a racist. He's a Russian agent. He's a xenophobe. He hates all immigrants, which, none of which is true, of course. It's complete nonsense. But that's what they've been pushing since the election. And demonizing Russia was brilliant on their part, because they made it so the president and his advisors would decide that they couldn't accept the offer of an alliance from Russia, which they should have done immediately. That would have really gone a long way to stabilize the whole planet against war, if that could be done. Theoretically, it still could be. It's just that it looks like this is one of the biggest failings of the current president, is not accepting the alliance that was offered with a lot of value by President Putin of Russia. But the collusion was made up by the Democratic Party and the bosses who are telling them what to do, who are above the visible level. And it was to demonize the president, but also demonize Russia and Putin so they would be seen as enemies of humanity by anybody believing the media. And it's been a campaign since, you know, even before the election efforts in 2016 really started. And it was supposed to also be a distraction from the massive crimes of the Clintons and even of Mueller himself, who was an assistant or an accomplice, I guess you would say, in the Uranium One scandal. And it was kind of humorous and ironic to make him the lead investigator. And a lot of other, it was also a distraction from a lot of other FBI criminals in the deep state that were doing things that were completely illegal and immoral. So none of them near the top level have been sent to prison so far for what they did, including Hillary Clinton herself and a lot of other ones, certainly not Mueller, but they're lower minions in the deep state network, you might say. And so far it's been accomplished, the distraction, to keep them from being prosecuted or put in prison or held accountable at all. But there are now new investigations in progress that could start an avalanche of prosecutions of deep state agents, including all of them. And that would be great if it really happens. And in fact, if you saw the debates before the presidential election, you saw the president, current president, on stage as a candidate. And Hillary was telling him, "Well, we're really glad nobody like you is president." And he said, "Because you'd be in prison." But she's not in prison, and he is president. So we're waiting to see what's going to happen with all of that. There's a lot of things still going unaccounted for. And why hasn't she been indicted and others? Because the network is powerful, that's really in control, and really doesn't want its important servants exposed, if that can be avoided. And that's why they want this president gone. And the Democrats and the media are still totally determined to destroy him, get him out of office at least, and get him exterminated if that becomes possible. So the new Democratic presidential candidates, you know, that I don't know, there's 18 or more of them now, and they're still calling the current president a racist, a fascist, an immigrant hater, Russian agent, a stupid, lazy, egomaniac, totally unstable, incompetent, on and on. I mean, none of it is even close to being true. And they don't prove it, they just keep saying it. And I was even listening to one of the newer declared ones, Marianne Williamson, who is up there because she's supposed to be this really spiritual person. And she said all the same stuff. No evidence, no proof, no specifics, no nothing. It's just the president is a terrible racist and a liar, and just amazing stuff. So sorry, everybody, got disconnected for a minute here. But anyway, I was listening to Marianne Williamson, this supposedly really spiritual person, and she was saying all the same stuff about him hating immigrants and everything. Total nonsense. And it's really too bad. It's hard to find people in politics that actually have a completely honest, good approach. And with all of the current failings of the president who's in office now, and some blind spots that he's got are gigantic, and as far as I'm concerned, he's committed some war crimes of shooting missiles at Syria and, you know, things like that, and fighting essentially against Russia over there. Russia has had great restraint. That's why the world still is intact right now. But with all the mistakes that he's made, he's not trying to destroy the country, which makes him persona non grata to the power structure. So the Mueller report came out. It's very stressful and irritating to the media and to the Democrats and the people above them who are calling the shots. They're still saying, well, yeah, the report says he's innocent, but we know he's not innocent, so that the report's no good, and Mueller must be an agent of the Russians too, just trying to betray us or something like that. It's completely crazy. And they're still talking about impeaching him. But there's nothing to impeach him for. I mean, he's trying to save the country right now with all his mistakes. So one of those ways that he's doing that is trying to expose and deal with the extreme national crisis at the southern border of the U.S. And then a lot of the news media and the Democratic Party, and especially the Democratic presidential candidates for 2020, still, I've heard a lot of them saying, there's no border crisis. Nothing's happening. There's no caravans. There's no invaders. There's just a few women and children who the president hates, and throws them in cages because he's a Nazi. And I mean, I think the reason they get away with that is the average American can't imagine that supposedly respectable news media would lie to that extent. But you know, the crisis that really is there, which you can see from independent journalists taking video footage of what's going on. You've got thousands of people a day just pouring in. They're expecting a million in the next 12 months, more than a million. That's a real serious crisis, not just because of the drugs and gangs mixed in with the poor people who are just victims of the UN program to send them up here, sometimes with their kids, sometimes with kidnapped kids. Not just that, but the fact that apparently the Democratic Party is meeting them with lawyers at the border and getting them set up to get everything free and therefore be devoted voters for the Democratic Party, whose main platform is destroy the country. And the followers of that party are so hypnotized and probably affected by frequencies, from what I can tell, along with their poison food and everything else, that they don't see anything wrong in what they're being told. And they said, yeah, we want America to be what it's supposed to be, so we shouldn't have a border. And I've talked to the offices of many of the Democratic campaign candidates, you know, and Tulsi Gabbard, who's really good on not wanting stupid foreign wars to keep going and saying they're illegal. President, you know, no president should be able to just declare war or just go blow up a country without declaring war. That's up to Congress, and that doesn't mean it is going to be sane, but at least, you know, it can't lead to illegal invasions all over the world. She's great on that. But I asked her rep, what about the border? Do you think that there should be a secure border? And the lady I was talking to said, Tulsi absolutely believes there should be a secure border. Well, she thinks that'll get her a lot of votes. But like many of the other candidates, I said, well, do you think there should be a wall or any kind of barrier that people can't cross at the border? And she said, no. You know, that, like, the idea is that's racist, which is just completely insane. It doesn't even make any logical sense at all, but they pretty much all think that a wall around your country is racist for sure. Not that it's keeping out one race, but they're pushing this narrative of white supremacy and that a wall is part of that. And I said, well, if Tulsi doesn't want a wall, how do you have a secure border when you've got, you know, 2,000 or 2,200 miles of the southern border and a very small amount relatively of border patrol agents in these vast areas where people can just walk across? And she said, well, no, we can't get into that kind of detail. Look on the website and you'll find all the answers, and basically hung up. Probably figured out I was one of those conspiracy theorists who thought borders were necessary, but they're almost all into the same line of thinking, and it's a version of insanity. But the border crisis is not happening by chance. The mafia networks that we mentioned at the beginning of the show, those want all the individual countries abolished, or at least powerless under global control and existing in name only, because then you can move toward world tyranny and extermination of life after that. Remember, it reminds me of the Tolkien phrase in the beginning of Lord of the Rings, and it said, one ring to rule them all and in the darkness bind them. It reminds me of global government, and that's what's happening. So one step toward achieving that one ring supremacy is destroy the borders. And directing and managing that program to destroy the borders is one of the really big criminal organizations, one of many established to carry out the network plans. And you might know about it already if you've heard of it. It's called the United Nations. Sounds really wonderful, like, you know, just something that nobody could possibly against, uniting. God, that's wonderful, you know. But the United Nations is involved in all kinds of major criminal activity, and they are behind the invasion at the southern border of the United States, establishing training camps in Central America, and encouraging people to, they don't walk, by the way. That's the illusion that's being created, that they're just a few women and kids that are just clawing their way inch by inch from Honduras or wherever they come from, El Salvador, and they just inch by inch through Mexico, through impossible conditions, and all these hot winds and everything. You know, none of them would ever make it. That's so nonsensical. They're picked up by buses and trucks, and I think trains too, funded by the UN and its allies, George Soros groups and things like that. And they're brought up and then they're let off somewhere close so they can again appear to be on foot when they get near the corner. I think they think this is really humorous, that the Americans are so dumb that they fall for this and think that that's what it is. And then the news media says, there's no invasion, there's no caravans, that's all the president's manufactured crisis. It's not real. And it's because he's so incompetent and so unstable and so angry, and he's just the worst person that you can imagine. And then you get people who are independent at the border taking video of what's actually going on there. It's a real invasion. In fact, it's bigger than a lot of military invasions have been in world history. And it's very brilliant because they've got kids, many of whom appear to be kidnapped and abused and part of child trafficking. And they keep the kids right up front to show that everything's innocent and they deserve asylum right away and everything. And some of these kids are being recycled back to new groups who are coming up, and they make believe they're their kids. It's really not nice. This is all happening mostly courtesy of the United Nations and the individuals that in the upper level that really control groups like that. And it's like the immigration pact in Europe that shows, again, the goal to overrun sovereign countries by flooding them with vast numbers of illegal immigrants, mostly who hate the countries. They're not coming there because they think, wow, I really want to contribute, assimilate, become part of this new national focus and identity. No, they hate the country that they're being brought into. And you can see many of the ones marching up and coming on buses and everything through Mexico from Central America and other parts of the world. They're carrying their own flags and they're burning the American flags. So they're not exactly just coming because they love this country so much. It's an invasion. And the president's valiantly trying to get that recognized. But again, he's making big mistakes. One of the biggest ones he made, it doesn't mean he's got bad intention. It means he's not an expert in everything. And he asked the Congress, could I please have money to do what you don't believe I should do? That was not a good plan. And probably he got it from his advisors and lawyers. Who knows for what reason. But, you know, when they want to build a military base or some huge project in a country that's not even legal for the U.S. military to be there, like Syria or Iraq or places like that, they just take the money from the military budget and they just do it. They don't say, Congress, would you please approve a new military base for Syria where we're not legal to be? They just do it. That's not legitimate. But it is legitimate if you take that money and use it for actual national defense, the main part of which is defending your borders. So the president has not only the right, he's got the obligation to be building structures at the border to keep all illegal immigrants out. Those are not immigrants. They're invaders. They're not just new Americans from other countries. They're trespassers. And it's just like, you know, America is being demonized all over the world by the media. But if you take some other country that's not demonized, like in Central America or in Europe or somewhere like that, and say, let's see, we should just sneak in there and try to get in between the guards and avoid the checkpoints at the border and everything and just sneak in there and disappear into the society. That's called criminal activity. You're not an immigrant when you do that. You're an invader. And the Democratic candidates for president think that that's racist and it's terrible, and that America, to be great, needs no border so that it will actually completely disappear as a country. They don't mention that last part. And that, you know, it's not just Democrats. The traitor Republicans are really bad too, but it's in a different way. They kind of act like they don't understand anything, like they ignore the issues. They talk about real nonsense in Congress a lot of the time. When they are having committee meetings, the comments on C-SPAN, how do they get people that unconscious? You know, maybe because the conscious people don't want anything to do with it. And people actually vote for these guys. And and women, horrible women too. And so I want to be fair to the women. They're just as bad as the men. And that's, I guess, new progress on their side. But apparently the better people generally want nothing to do with it. And there are some exceptions. But most of the exceptions in Congress, most of them have big flaws too. And we just need more better people to go into that and change the atmosphere. But what I was saying about the Republicans, when they controlled Congress, they didn't get the border barrier built. They didn't help at all. They wasted 2 years. That's just as bad as if they were openly attacking the country. Any one of them could have done a couple of hours of studying and said, oh, the president doesn't need to ask Congress for money for a wall. That's completely not true. And they could have reminded the president, just build the wall, take the military budget, go ahead with your plans to withdraw from Syria and Afghanistan and places like that, which he promised in the campaign. And both Republicans and Democrats attacked him when he threatened to pull out American troops from illegal occupations of countries like those two in particular. And, you know, there's all kinds of nefarious crime going on there from deep state elements like the heroin trade from Afghanistan. That's why they want the people to still be there, so they can guard the drug trade for the FBI and CIA and all that. And that hasn't come out yet. But if you really want a great inside view to a lot of how that works, take a look at a book called The Killing of Uncle Sam by Rodney Howard Brown. It's really good. Anyway, this could have been done with the wall 2 years ago. There was no problem. There was no need for a congressional approval. It's not a declaration of war. It's just using military budget for actual defense, not invading some other country and bombing it. It's legitimate. And the Democrats that are speaking against it are committing treason, because they're threatening the country with being overrun and ruined. And the Republicans, who are not speaking up and helping it happen, are doing the same thing in a different way. So most of the so-called representatives, I think the reason that they're acting so badly is they're controlled by bribes and blackmail. And that's how most of Washington works. But it's also seeped into state level and local level. So although the 10th Amendment is a great thing, and the states really should have most of the power that the federal government has been trying to take away, there's no guarantee that the states are not corrupt too. And there's no way around just having a more awake public and more of them being willing to make the sacrifice to be in office for a while. Not the special insider trading advantages and everything that they get now that can make them rich, but being there to actually help the country. And what they're doing to the president shows what the real power structure does to people with the right motives, but it has to be done. So but the United Nations that we mentioned as a major criminal organization is behind the invasion in the U.S. and also the one that's ruining the countries in Europe. Many of the individual presidents and prime ministers in what used to be Europe are definitely owned and controlled by the networks, the interlocking mafias. And I think they're hoping that by betraying their own people, they're going to earn the gratitude of their bosses and get high positions, good positions in the new world government. So in order to do that, to show that, yes, I'm willing to sell out all the people of my own country if the corrupt bosses will just please give me a position in the new tyranny, because that can be really lucrative, as it always is on the top of communist countries and any brand of tyranny. So they're willing to kill and enslave anybody who won't go along with it. And in fact, speaking of killing and enslaving, they're bringing in people of a certain religion that you'll get banned for talking about. Starts with an I, but I'm not going to mention it. And there's more than a billion members of it, and some percentage of them actually follow the exact commands in the three scriptures of that religion, which I've read, so I know what's in it. And basically it says to expand worldwide, take over all other countries, convert everybody to that religion, and anybody that won't convert has to be killed or at least enslaved, if you want to be nice to them. And that's what they're doing. That's exactly what they're doing. It's not some radical branch of the religion. The current president referred to it as that all through the campaign and since, and that he's wrong about that. He's completely wrong, and others, if they're brave enough to even speak about it at all, the interpretation of, you know, expand, conquer countries, use whatever violence and war and deception you need to use, are straight out of the three scriptures of the religion. And as I said, I know because I read them myself. I had to, because I wanted to know, what's this about? Is this really radical blank terrorism? And the answer is no, it's not. It's just that fortunately, not all members of the religion are willing to follow their scriptures, but the ones that are, those are who are doing the acts of terrorism and conquest of countries and mass rapes in Europe and especially Scandinavia. So the people who are in that belief system and the people who are being zombies outside of it, all of us tend to be in a big trance allowing all this to happen. So how do you wake up people out of a trance? Well, if you've ever tried debates and logical explanation arguments like that, that does not work. Just to let you know, save you some time, that's a complete waste of time in almost every case, because in debates, people want to prove that the other person's wrong. That's their point, not to learn something. So I'm suggesting by waking up yourself and doing the internal change of consciousness that requires, you start affecting other people in a much stronger way, and what you say carries more weight. What you do has much bigger effect. It's related to what Tesla referred to as a resonance effect, and it becomes very strong. And some people have asked in the middle of all this, what about the borders of communist tyrannies like China? Why aren't they under the same attack? And it's because they don't need to be. They're already on the way to total you know, complete tyranny and enslavement of the people and extermination eventually of the people. They don't need to be invaded. A lot of the African and South American countries are under attack already by various communist monsters and different brands of tyranny. But in Africa, they're using the same religion we just mentioned, and they're busy creating or maintaining hell on earth, basically, in some of the countries. And so they don't really need any help from the UN Immigration Pact or anything about that. It's not about race. It's an ideology of death. And the idea is that this makes God really happy when you kill everybody who won't convert to your belief system. So I'm not suggesting any violence. I think that's a really bad idea, other than in self-defense. And as the amendment to the U.S. Constitution makes clear, self-defense and defense of others is a natural right, and every human has it, like all the other rights. Not preemptive violence, though. That's totally wrong, totally different. Defending yourself, defending your family, your friends, your community, that's not only okay, it's required. So I'm really strongly in favor of the firearms rights for everybody worldwide. They're not given to anybody by the Second Amendment in the U.S. Constitution. They belong, as the Declaration made clear, they belong to everybody worldwide, like free speech and everything else. And one of the reasons I believe it's critical is that all of these tyrants that have taken over, like the ones during the 20th century that killed 262 million of their own people, they always tried to totally disarm the public first, because it's just too messy to try to drag everybody out of their houses, all the dissenters, if they're capable of defending themselves. So, for example, in Scandinavia, where there have been these massive waves of rapes and other crimes by the invading people of this religion, instead of having the women turn into zombies and say, oh, thank you, you know, it was my fault for being racist or some stupid stuff like that, I would have armed and trained all the women and everybody else, but certainly the women, and it would have ended the waves of rape like in the first day. That would have been the end of it. The people who were doing this for religious purposes would have had to figure out something else to do. But, you know, that part of it would have been prevented. And you can't do that if the, like the government in, I guess it was Sweden, telling women to tell people in a firm voice with their arm out, you have to stay at arm's length, and that would have stopped all the rapes. I don't think so. And in France and the UK and throughout Europe, where they also, for the most part, have no way to defend themselves. And in the UK, defending yourself even with a kitchen utensil or something can get you sent to prison against a home invader. It's completely, it's not just crazy, it's intentional to destroy the civilization. But in France and the UK and Europe, armed and trained citizens would have stopped cold the constant terrorism and burning cars and vandalizing churches, which apparently attacks on Christians and Christian churches worldwide have been at huge levels. In France in the last, well, in 2018, not exactly the last year, but January to December 2018, 875 churches were vandalized or burned in France just in that year. And now this 900-year-old cathedral, Notre Dame, has been burned up and totally destroyed by fire, a fire that's obviously not just from, you know, a maintenance problem or something. And besides, they have two full-time people watching the maintenance there. They just redid all the electric circuits. It's not some kind of an accident like that. It's arson. And French officials who work there, within the agencies overseeing the damage and inspecting it, were on Fox News, which is supposedly not as terrible as CNN and the other ones. And the French officials started saying, yeah, it was arson. And, you know, it's obvious. And the chief architect who designed the whole church or the renovations of the church said, the ancient oak can't burn like it burned. It looked like some gasoline fire or something. It was incredible. And the Fox News host, two of them, just cut off the gas, the government officials, experts on the fire, they cut them off and hung up on them. It was completely amazing. So that's an example of growing censorship over the communication in countries everywhere on social media and on corrupt corporate media like TV and radio and newspapers. And not just censorship, but combined with the censorship, incitement to violence, race war, hatred between groups of all kinds, between genders, and every possible division they can create. There's a new program. I haven't seen it because I threw away or got rid of television many years ago, and I only see it when I'm in a public place that they put them everywhere, so you can't avoid them. But I have to check on what they're doing some of the time. And CBS apparently has a new show called The Good Fight, I think it is. And one of the main stars on it was saying, yeah, it's time to start punching Nazis in the face when you see them preemptively, you know. This, and of course, who's a Nazi? Well, anybody who says something unacceptable. And this is being pushed by mainstream television. Another sign of what's happening in the censorship world and violence against people who tell the truth is the arrest of Julian Assange out of the embassy, the Ecuadorian embassy. Yeah, it was Ecuadorian, where he got trapped for 7 years because he was afraid if he came out, UK and US agents would have arrested him. And then there was some giant loan. I think there was a change in the presidency in Ecuador. And the new loan that came in from the IMF, which is in charge of taking over countries, was billions of dollars instead of the $300 or $400 million they got last time. And at the same time, looking like a condition of the giant loan, new president of Ecuador said, well, Assange is acting very badly. We're not going to give him asylum anymore. And that was perfectly coordinated with arrest by the UK. And now there's a threat of extradition to the US on charges of hacking into a classified computer. And of course, the real problem is Assange exposed war crimes, not in a partisan way at all. The Democrats thought he was great when he exposed war crimes against the military under Bush, just wiping out and murdering civilians in Iraq. Just, I don't know if it was for fun or what, but there was a really famous scene from a helicopter when they were shooting down journalists, unarmed journalists, and then when they were lying on the ground dying, they waited for the ambulance, and when the ambulance came, they shot all those guys too. And Assange exposed the tape. And the crime, you see, is not having a tape of something like that. This is pretty obvious, right? The crime was shooting those reporters and ambulance drivers with U.S. taxpayer money and military and guns. And I mean, it's really disgraceful for whoever was behind that. Not for everybody who's American, because they didn't all do that, but certainly for the people who are directly involved. So then when Assange started exposing the crimes of Obama, and in the last election, Hillary, who is a complete massive criminal, and I mean, she had illegal computer servers operated, and let's see, did she know about that being bad? Well, no, it was totally innocent. It's just that she ripped out the hard drives after they were subpoenaed and smashed them with a hammer and poured bleach on them. But she didn't know anything about what she was doing. And so once that was exposed, then they wanted the president dead, and they wanted Assange dead. And one of the big failings of the current U.S. president, in addition to his horrible treatment of Russia and not taking the alliance offer from Putin, which he should have, is he said in the campaign running for president. I just love WikiLeaks. You know, it's wonderful, wonderful project, which it was. And recently when asked about it, he said, you know, I don't know about WikiLeaks. That's not my thing. Disgraceful against the current U.S. president. Really bad. Now, why that happened, I don't know. He should know better. He should have gotten Assange into the U.S. immediately and given him a full pardon and protection. And he will need protection, not just a pardon, because he's got more information that could expose crimes in the deep state than almost any other agent that I know of. So if he does get extradited to America, and if Trump, the current president comes to his senses and pardons him, he's going to need full-time massive protection, more than any ex-president that I know of. And also, speaking of failings of the president of the U.S., none of the ones that the Democrats are talking about, those are all total garbage. But the real ones, one is his treatment of Russia, one is his treatment of Assange, one is that he hasn't done anything to stop the censorship. He did issue an executive order that they can't censor free speech on college campuses, which is good, because they're doing that. They're really doing that badly. But he can't just do that and think it's enough. There's massive censorship programs worldwide on the corporate corrupt media and also on social media, and he hasn't done what he needs to do about that. The other failing that I forgot to mention, since we're into his failings, is that he should have see, the border was a crisis when he became president. It's just way worse now. So he should have taken military funds and just immediately sent forces to the border and built the wall and stopped immigration cold. And in my opinion, he should have gone to people that were controlling this in the UN and probably evicted the UN from America and gotten out of it. That's a horrible organization, one of many supranational organizations that you know, is working toward world destruction, basically. And the people who don't know better think, wow, United Nations, that means world peace, everybody being nice to each other, the end of hunger, the end of suffering, total justice, whatever that means for everybody. Similar to what they say about Agenda 21, which comes straight from the UN. And the organization is exactly the opposite. So with those things, those three or four things that the president needs to do right away, setting an example for other countries, how in the world is he supposed to do that without any support from the outside? And there is some emerging, you know, people in governments around the world that are more leaning toward the populist side and trying to kill the EU, which would be a really important good thing. It's not all traitors, like the leaders of the UK and France and countries like that now are just complete traitors to the world. But the only way that he could do this with all the media against him and not just be killed quickly, it is possible. Not just for him, but, you know, presidents and prime ministers of any countries could do this if they have a media system at all. Two steps are essential. First of all, he'd have to fill in the gaps in his education. You know, for example, there's so many things that the U.S. president seems oblivious of. And I hope it's honest ignorance rather than malice. But I don't think it's malice, because he has done nothing but subject himself and his family to 24-hour-a-day slander from the traitor media that we have in the U.S. He's lost massive amounts of money in business. He didn't do this for the reasons that Democratic people say. He did it to try to save the country. So I'm going to assume for the moment that it's ignorance. But he shows no knowledge at all of 5G, which is a threat to all life on the planet. It even affects insects and microbes badly. That's established in many studies that have already shown that. It's not a theory. It's a proven theory. seems to know nothing about how bad 5G is and how it's designed as a weapon. It's not designed as a legitimate communication system. He even said this is so great, he wants 5G and 6G and every other G after that. This is a big, big mistake of the current president. Also, he seems to know nothing about GMOs and how they are a threat to life on Earth, as is chemical agriculture in general. And I know a lot of big industry people don't want to hear that, even if it's true, because they're making so much money from it. But when you poison the soil with chemical fertilizer, the plant's nutrition is so destabilized that it makes the insects and diseases move in. And then they can prove that you need to spray your food with poison before you eat it, or everybody would starve, which is more complete nonsense. The nature is not designed that stupidly, you know, but we're supposed to believe it is. The president seems to know nothing about the dangers of drug medicines and the monopoly of the medical industry, which is trying to completely suppress any natural cures and even steal your children if you dare refuse any of the toxic treatments. And it's just as bad or worse with vaccines because they have no liability at all. He doesn't seem to really know about the secret technologies that have existed for more than 100 years that could replace oil and coal and nuclear. Nuclear is a total disaster. Also doesn't seem to know about that, because those plants should be started phase out today. They're a guaranteed catastrophe. And just because only a couple, Chernobyl and Fukushima in recent times, have demonstrated the catastrophic potential of nuclear power, which Einstein called a hell of a way to boil water. He was certainly right. Because that's all they are, is they're just big plants to boil water by endangering the world through the nuclear process. And you can't just put a switch in the off position and stop it. It takes a long time to decommission those plants. So that should be started immediately. He seems to know nothing about that, nothing about fluoride and how it's lowering IQs and causing bone cancer and everything. Geoengineering, complete silence, as with every other world leader that I've heard of. He does know something about the abortion issue, which is really serious right now. The Democrats and the media have been promoting abortion as women's rights. Complete garbage nonsense. The baby is not the woman, okay? The woman is carrying the baby in her body. She, of course, has total discretion over her own body, or should. Doesn't have to take chemotherapy and stuff or injections, but once she has another person in her, that's a sacred trust, and that's not the woman's body. So Trump understands that and was trying to get laws promoted, you know, at least banning abortions after the baby's born. We'll get into that, and he's being opposed on that. Seems to know nothing about the HAARP systems, the smart grid, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, all the supranational organizations that are major criminal operations like the UN, WTO, WHO, CDC, World Bank, IMF, and the Federal Reserve in our country, Bank of International Settlements, which has its little minions called central banks in virtually every country in the world, all the major ones. And lots of other criminal multinational organizations that threaten the future of life on Earth, and also how they're all coordinated. So he's got a little catching up to do on his education. That's the first step, because I'm going to say he should go on TV direct to the public. He can't take advantage of that opportunity, which he should have day one. He can't take advantage of that without filling in the gaps in his education. So that's first. Second is bypass the criminal media completely. Don't have Acosta and all the CNN agents or MSNBC or all these people get to discuss these things with you. Have a private, like, fireside chat like FDR had, except FDR was totally corrupt, did a lot to destroy the world in his own way. But with good motives, do the educational part as quickly as you can, and there are good people who can fill that in for him, and then go on TV direct to the people and just spill everything. Not sensitive, real national security secrets that would endanger the country, but everything that's really happening, all the corruption, all the people who are working against him, everything, and ask, say, look, this is what's happening. None of these issues are partisan. The idea that if you're in a certain party, you've got to take their talking points and have these positions, that there was never a reason for that. It's, he should ask for support from the good people in all sides, all religions, all races, genders, classes, nations, and then move against the deep state completely. Because if he explains it in detail first, that it's not partisan, it's not one party against another, it's survival of life on Earth. And so while the Democrats are busy with stuff like pushing open borders and the ridiculous idea of reparations, open borders being suicide, and now they're pushing infanticide, the North Carolina governor just vetoed a bill which was saying, please, if the abortion fails and the baby's alive, the baby was alive before, obviously, but the baby starts breathing air, survives the poisoning or the whatever they're doing to kill him or her, and is alive, then you can, at least can't kill him or her after that. The governor vetoed that, which should give you an idea of what kind of people are in control. And the Democrats are pushing that stuff, gender confusion, the end of the family, insane kids, and sex changes for everybody. And the Republicans are just sitting there like drugged out zombies letting it happen. The president can tell everybody everything two times a week, not partisan, not hating anybody. Say, look, you may not have noticed, we're all human beings and we have exactly the same interests. All the other countries, any others that want to do it could do the same thing. And all the people in every country have the same rights, free speech, firearms rights, self-defense, private property, privacy, protection of their borders. The Declaration of Independence in the U.S. says, this is not American rights. These are human rights. Anybody who comes from God, which is everybody, doesn't matter what you believe, has these rights when they're born. So how can this possibly happen? Well, not with a drugged out zombie population, which the medical industry is really helping to preserve. Consciousness of the people has to change and get clear and get higher. It doesn't mean making somebody else change. It means you change. Big difference. Not going out and trying to manipulate people or force people. It means you change, because the idea is that if you're willing to do the work on yourself, this has a massive effect on everybody else around you, the whole world, really. And it's something that's never talked about. Or else there are these groups that just do it kind of as a little religious retreat thing so that they can forget about how horrible the real life is. It's not like that. This is real. And if you're even willing to do the work on yourself and think way outside the box, it's a serious question, because most people are really not willing to do that. They're willing to join campaigns and donate to parties and stuff, but work on yourself is more threatening to most people. You got to get your health back. You got to learn the forbidden laws of nature. Cut your dependency on all the drugs and the doctors and everything, and then get your consciousness clear again. That has the strongest effect on everybody else than anything else I could imagine. So if you're up to that and you're willing, and only a tiny percentage of people, I think, will be in the beginning, but it'll spread. If you're willing to do that work, then everything you do on the outside is going to get much more powerful, and it'll completely transform your experience of life. So if you're into that, check out planetaryhealingclub.com, and I'll see you next time. And the people that are already involved in that private effort that we're doing, planetaryhealingclub.com, I'll see you guys in 20 minutes, and everybody else next week. Have a great week, and I'll see you soon.